Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
I know you. I'm afraid of what's about to come out of your mouth. You go ahead. I really am.
Sports Talk Saturday.
Listen to this.
Nonsense!
On WGR.
We're trying to be normal today.
Mm-hmm.
As normal as possible.
Sports Radio 550.
I want to curl up in a ball and cry!
Oh, the end of that open right there. That reminds me of when, you know, like the Buffalo Sabres were giving me some sorts of misery, and
I was going to say that wasn't a last night game reaction.
No.
after they crumble in overtime.
Look, we have not enough time for that. Whatever that box of snakes is, known as my feelings about the hockey team, we don't have time for that right now. We could do that later. We can do it a little later, but we're not going to do it right now because we've got Howard Simon. Generous and courteous enough to stick around and help give us a little bit of a ratings boost here.
I'm not getting paid? I thought I was getting... Yeah, you can't afford it. Put your wallet back.
Hang on.
Just so you know.
Hang on. I have legitimately $2.
Yeah, that's not going to cut
two actual dollars.
No. I can't even get a bottled water from the vending machine in the break room with that money.
You can get the fruit snacks, though.
Yeah, I'm the guy who eats the fruit snacks.
Oh,
so
that's
just
right.
So you know. I thought of this. It occurred to me when you were reading the Patriots injury report for folks that don't know Derek. Derek, you've been questionable for about as long as I've known you.
I don't have any current ailments.
Well, I'm just talking big picture.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm also injury prone, so there's that. So,
well, yeah.
There's your new fun fact about me.
You're injury prone?
Yes.
Then I would say you should not be playing in the 11-day power play.
He showed back up after the 11-day power play in a shoulder sling.
Of course he did.
Yeah, like we were doing
himself on a celebration.
Yeah. I sprained my AC joint.
Hopping over the boards,
running into quite literally the biggest guy that we had in the skate.
You're not really supposed to be doing like big time checking, are you?
No, I was reaching for a puck, had my head down, and just collision and. I couldn't feel my arm for an entire hour.
Yeah, you got one other.
Exactly. And I played defensive hockey in a charity game because of that.
I don't even know. There are no words. For someone who used to talk for a living, I'm supposed to be descriptive and paint pictures with radio. And for you, it's beyond description.
Hey, man, that's what an enigma
Joe,
is.
Joe, you have no idea what you're working with.
I can't.
No. Do not spare this man over here.
He because he seems normal.
Oh, there are several opens in there that include Joe getting me started, and there's one that is actually titled Joe Sends Derek to Therapy.
Joe's an award winner. You got to be nice to him.
Well, his other award that is not official is sending me up a wall every now and then.
That doesn't take much.
No.
And it's probably very entertaining for Joe.
It is.
He cackles on the other side.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
Yeah, so I'm not here to give him any good graces on that one.
So what's on the docket today, boys? We got 3 hours of quality sports talk. What's the plan here?
Well, the plan here is
baseball.
Playoff baseball is
next
up and at it.
Click.
The Bills and Patriots, I'm going to be here to get people out of the fear bunker.
Are people in the fear bunker?
A little bit.
About this game, really?
A little
fear
bit.
Fear bunker?
The fear bunker of, oh, this
concern
might be the trap
bunker
game.
Or fear... Oh, and trap game.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I've seen
between
too much
this and Atlanta? Like, the trap game means there's two really good games on either side of this is the trap game?
I guess so. Like, okay. They've been saying it for 2 weeks now,
between
though,
New Orleans and Atlanta?
Yeah. New Orleans was definitely
wouldn't this
that.
Be the hard game out of the three?
Right.
Anyway, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. So.
People are concerned. I want to ease their concerns a little bit.
Okay.
And try to get people back on track of, this is a good football team. We should be used to cheering for a good football team. And I know that 17 years of being hardwired into a drought kind of does that to you. We're like, oh, they all picked the Bills to win on Sunday night? I'm terrified. No, we don't need that anymore. Get that out of your system. They're good.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of thought that was a given. I don't know that you really need to. Like, all these times when they play, when they, you know, the Miami game, the New Orleans game, and it's like it's close, and you're not once this season and in a while. I couldn't tell you the last time they played a game where they were favored and it was tied or up by one possession either way, where I actually thought, oh my God, they're going to lose to the Saints.
Yeah,
I never thought that.
I feel the same.
Same thing about Miami.
Yeah, I was at a gathering and everybody was starting to bite their nails, get real nervous during the Saints game. And I'm just like, there's not a moment I at all thought they had a chance of losing.
Which is exactly why we need to do a little bit of a PSA of, don't live in your fears on this. They're fine.
It doesn't mean they can't lose. I mean, they could lose Sunday.
They could.
I watched a decent chunk of the Patriots game against, I don't even know who, whatever. I watched the Patriots a little bit. I like Drake. I mean, they could lose. Like, I would have been stunned if they lost to the Saints.
Right.
I wouldn't be stunned if they lost to the Patriots. There have been some close games against New England in the last few years, but I just don't see it happening because I think the Bills are the better team and they'll win. And I mean, just because you think, well, you know, they could lose to New England doesn't mean, oh my God, you're in the fear bunker. They're going to lose to New England. I mean, they should beat them.
They should beat them. And people should be expecting them to be a unanimous pick against the Patriots here. Like, it's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's okay. So we'll do that a little bit of that today. We'll go around the NFL as well.
All right.
Probably end with some, I guess I'll call them minor concerns before a single hockey game has been played.
Minor.
Now that's where you should be in the fear bunker.
I'm being nice.
I don't know. I'm hearing some good things. My sources, the people I ask about how the hockey preseason's going, who are actually paying attention to that, are telling me good things about the Sabres. I know the goalie situation now is a big, big, big question mark.
Josh Norris is legit.
I've talked to one of our colleagues here in the building who said as long as he's healthy, he agrees with you. Like, people are going to love watching him play.
He is legit.
Rasmus Dahlin also looks
like Rasmus Dahlin.
Yeah, like he's returned to form, so that's awesome. The goaltending is the only scary thing, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, so we've got plenty here on the docket today.
That's good.
When it comes down to it. But yeah, it's going to be a big old falls here, even though it doesn't feel like it.
No, this is like a summer weekend.
That's going to be great.
Falls here, and everything's happening just as we all want it. This is what we mean by the elite season, and I know that you've heard that probably more than anybody at this point.
As long as the weather's nice, I'm like a warm weather guy. But yeah, you're right. No, you got baseball playoffs. You got college football. I think we're pretty much done with the silly non-conference games where the top teams are winning by 75 points.
Yeah.
So now the games are legit and fun to watch. And hockey starts. And you got football knee deep. So yeah, this is great. And we got morning football again tomorrow.
It's beautiful. Oh my God, that's right.
9:30 football.
Yeah, when we've got the Vikings and the Browns. Are we sure that we're not mad at the UK still for what happened in centuries past?
Well, the Vikings are also on their third string center, so this is going to be very interesting.
I think we're getting them back for burning down the White House in 1814.
Yeah, a little bit. I think
we hold a grudge.
Yeah, that's the grudge. Here, you get Vikings and Browns, London. Have fun.
Yep.
So yeah, it's going to be a good day. It's a great time now because there's no having to talk about the same thing over and over again. It's probably the best time of the year is hockey's coming back.
Best sports month, October?
Yes.
Or March. A lot of people campaign for March Madness.
You see, the difference is I only get pre-draft nonsense from the NFL.
Right. And we have playoff baseball, which arguably there's just something romantic about it. I can't take my eyes off of it.
It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Howard.
No, that's all right. I have no problem taking my eyes off of it, so that's fine. My team's not in it. I really don't care who's playing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll root against the teams I don't like, but I have not watched. I watched a few minutes of the Tigers-Guardians the other day, a little bit of Red Sox-Yankees, but honestly, you let me know how things go.
I mean, the Guardians got to make you feel a little better about that. They storm back, win the Central, then lose.
Not really. You know, as long as my team's not in it, I really could care less. I just want to make sure teams I don't like don't win the World Series.
All right, so who's on your hate list?
Yeah, who's
right
the number
now?
One?
Well, there's a certain team in the American League that goes nameless. And I will root for anybody playing against the Phillies.
Okay. I
like
it.
And the Yankees is the other, of course. I will root for anybody against the Yankees. Sorry, Jonathan. and I'll root for anybody who plays the Phillies. Even the Dodgers. And I can't stand the Dodgers. Let's see. Who do I want to actually win this thing? Dodgers, no. Phillies, no. Cubs and Brewers. Cubs, no. Brewers, yes. Yankees, no. Red Sox. Blue Jays. Brewers, Blue Jays, World Series. There you go. I would be okay if the Tigers won because I don't have any axe to grind against the Tigers. But go Blue Jays.
It's crazy magic-wise.
Yes.
It's the first time
I've
the Blue
got
Jays.
Howard. Let's go.
First time the Blue Jays and Yankees ever matched up in the playoffs.
Is that right?
Never,
wow. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, go
There's
Blue
a few
Jays.
Other teams from the NL that they haven't.
Brewers Cubs is fascinating because it is a rivalry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Craig Counsell used to be the Brewers manager. Now he's the Cubs manager. So I think that is there's some really great storylines there. And a lot of people think the Phillies and the Dodgers are two of the best teams in Major League Baseball. So that's a good series. You know, Detroit, Seattle. I'm sorry. I got nothing for that series. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, go Blue Jays. That's the one series. That and the Dodgers, I'll actively be on Twitter, X, hitting refresh. Rooting hard and yelling if it's not going the way I want it to go. I just won't watch. I won't watch. I don't need the stress.
Yeah, that is what Twitter is for right there. For not
Twitter
having to watch.
Well, Twitter is stress-free, of course. So that's why
there's nothing on there. Nothing to worry about.
I just go there for the updates. Yeah.
I don't know what you meant by that, but I'm scared to even ask. No. We're going to let that one go. So, Howard, when it comes to the Bills, though, 4-0, they've looked... I've likened it to saying they've been playing their C-level game, and yet they're still scoring 30 points a game. They're still winning by double digits and by multiple possessions. It's just this thing of like, and yet you could still call them in the principal's office and go, what are you doing?
Yeah, I wouldn't say the offense is playing a C-level game. I'd say the defense is playing a C-level game. Mm-hmm. But the offense is good. The offense is really good. I mean, if the offense doesn't have its A game and they score 30, who's complaining? I mean, they get out of bed, they show up for work, and they put 30-plus points on the scoreboard, even if they have, like, the second quarter against the Saints was god-awful.
Yeah, dreadful.
And yet at the end of the day, they still put 30-plus points up on the board. And I think it's an interesting dynamic here. I think the whole thing about the fear bunker and people were complaining about the Saints game, and maybe you might have heard a little bit after the Miami game, and this is a bad analogy because the team I'm going to use was a dynasty. But it's a little bit the Patriots came to mind, but you could bring up teams that are really good, but don't get to a Super Bowl. I don't want to say you get spoiled, but you can get spoiled. The problem is for Bills fans, and I hope it's not that. But I was telling somebody the other day who was not around for the early '90s. The early '90s teams would lose a Super Bowl, and fans would want Jim Kelly traded and Marv Levy fired. Like, they would want to break the team up because they couldn't win the Super Bowl. And I thought, are you kidding me? You know how many people would give their left you-know-what to be the Bills football fans? So I hope it's not getting to the point where it's, you know, we're so used to that if they don't beat teams by 20, you're going to go, wow, something's wrong with this team. That's not the case. But I will also tell you that, and I forgot the other train of thought, but they're still really good. Oh, it's the high bar. So that's part of it too, guys. And that's fair. The bar is extremely high. The bar is set at you need to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. Anything less than that is not good enough. So I get that. But you can't – let's not sit there in the fourth game of the season and go, this team is destined to not win a Super Bowl, not get to this. I get your concerns about the defense. It's the fourth game. Let's give it time. The problem with this, fellas, is – the defense is why the Bills don't have a Super Bowl championship in the Josh Allen era.
Right.
And people will freak out over the defense. So I totally get it, but just breathe a little bit, relax a little bit. They're not playing their best football, and they're 4-0. And if they win Sunday night, they could clinch the division by Halloween. So just let's relax a little bit.
That would be awesome. Have you seen the changing of the guard on social media? The Chiefs fans now complaining about the Bills.
Oh, the schedule?
Schedule.
Yeah, life's tough.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, the AFC West has been up until this season.
This season.
A little bit last year because Denver was good.
Right.
But for the most part, in the Mahomes era, the AFC West has been a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't talk to me about scheduling.
Oh, this comes 2 weeks after they were complaining about officiating when, you know, the tush push players were going quickly.
Yeah, whatever.
So, yeah, hearing Chiefs fans complaining about officials and scheduling over these last few weeks is, can we stop going after Ravens fans with the Lamar Jackson, the MVP, yada, yada stuff, and go back to hating on the Chiefs? Everyone on social media, please. Thank you. You're welcome. I do have one thing that I mentioned this to Joe off the air on my way in, and I want to get your thoughts on this. There was a really good caller on the Overtime Show back on Sunday. I was sitting in with Nate, and we talked about this. It was Steve. Steve had a great call on this, and that's why I remember the name. It was such a great call. He mentioned the fact that the Bills haven't done it yet. They haven't gotten that holy grail to a point where it adds a little bit of anxiety to the fan base.
Yep.
And I think there's a fine line to tiptoe here because they are a great team. Then there's also the fans that have been beaten down by the drought and the fact that they haven't won a Super Bowl yet.
Yep.
It is an interesting line to tiptoe because criticizing them when they are 4-0 does seem a little bit weird at times. And yet at the same time, A, you want to see better or at least a little bit more consistency because you mentioned the defense being the reason they don't have a Super Bowl. And that is what's rearing its ugly head right now.
Mm-hmm.
And B, not going too hard on it, though, because I saw Green Bay lose to Cleveland.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and you know, Kansas City's not exactly running through the AFC right now either.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's hard to win this just in. Look, it's okay. You can be critical of certain aspects. You should be critical about the defense. It doesn't play a full game, but we've gone down this road before, you know. But I also thought, I mean, I guess some of it might be what were you thinking? What were your expectations going into the season? I think defensively, my expectations going into the season was this is going to take a while, you know. I almost the same as I felt a year ago when they had all the cuts and the safeties and Trey and all this. It was the defense is going to be a work in progress. Well, guess what? There's some young pieces there. There's a massive question at cornerback, too. There's still a question at safeties, although Bishop had a nice game the other day. But there are so many questions. Third down defense is inconsistent. Run defense is inconsistent. The pass rush is okay. Needs to be better. There are a number of questions on that side of the ball. So it's okay to be critical. But to sit, I'm not sure. I mean, the line I'm trying to play here, Derek, is you want to be honest as a fan. You also don't want to be, oh, they're good, just shut up.
Exactly.
No, it's okay to be critical, but don't go nuts and think, oh, this is just destined to fail. If Brandon Bean doesn't make multiple trades by the deadline to bolster the defense, we're screwed.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's just not. First off, as long as you have Josh Allen,
you're in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have
a
no
chance
worry.
To beat any team in this league. Now, the problem is in the playoffs, the defense gives up 30 points to everybody. But as long as you have Josh, don't freak out.
With Josh Allen, all things are possible.
Yeah, I mean, and that's great. And that this is, again, it's a bad example because it's New England, and New England won 75,000 Super Bowls. But New England would have had flaws, but guess what? Guess who covered it up?
Brady. Yeah.
So you could miss on trade. You could bring in bad free agents. They had some crappy drafts over the years.
Oh, yeah.
But guess what? It didn't matter. So I guess I'm telling you it's okay to be worried about certain facets of how they play and be critical. I don't have a problem with the offense at all. The line's still really good. James Cook is one of the best backs in the league. And this guy, every time he steps on the field, he's must-see television. Josh is Josh. Josh makes plays that we take for granted now, and they're just superhuman. It's the defense, and the defense needs to be better. But ultimately, the success or failure of the season, we shouldn't be really freaking out. They're going to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs. At this rate, they should be the one seed.
Should have bye.
Things are falling so well for the one seed.
So you want to pick the Bills real quick to see if
no. So ultimately, you know, let's talk in January and February. That's when we decide whether or not this season went up in smoke.
And that's the thing that I'm getting closer to at this point is, we are not even close to January or February yet, and I think that part needs to relax.
Right.
That's the anxiety.
You can't do anything about January and February in October.
Right.
Just keep winning so you're at home in January and February leading to the Super Bowl.
And I just don't want to see fans crashing out if they lose one football game right now.
Well, they're
going to
lose. Yeah, they're not going 17-0.
No. Exactly. They're going to lose a football game.
And there's always a game or two that you scratch your head and go, huh? I mean, the Denver game a few years ago when they got the penalty at the end. But, you know, there will be opponent. There will be a game or two they lose to a team, and you're going to scratch your head and go, how the hell did we lose to those guys?
You could pick four games from that year. But last year, there wasn't really any of those, oddly enough.
The Rams was the closest thing.
The Texans was the one that you could probably hang your hat on. But both teams tried to lose that game at that point.
Yeah.
And it turned into, okay, someone end this thing. And it was the decision-making by the quarterback going 9 of 22, and then he's taking deep shots.
That was a bad game.
Inside his own 15. And, yeah, that one was probably the one you can go.
But that's right. That's good. That's a good point about that. That wasn't a bad – like, that. The Denver loss at home was a bad loss.
That's a bad loss. But, like, losing two –
too many men on the field to lose
the game. The AFC North, the AFC South, and the NFC West champions.
But there were games last year – and I'm sorry if my memory just mixes seasons together, so I apologize. The Giants game was last year, right? 2 years ago?
No, that might have been two years ago.
2 years
ago where he's pulling on Darren Waller at the end, right?
Taron Johnson.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think of a couple games last year where they looked like, oh my God, they should be blowing this team out, and they end up winning. But anyway, long story short, just relax.
Exactly.
It's okay to be critical. It's okay to be worried a little bit. But it just there's no reason to freak out. They're 4-0. I think they'll win Sunday night, and they should be 5-0. And then we'll see what happens in it, which Falcons team shows up for that game.
Yeah, and there's plenty of reasons that we can go into, and Joe and I will break down a little bit more of the minutiae coming up here, but as a matter of fact, one of Buffalo's biggest weaknesses faces off against one of New England's biggest weaknesses. They're not very good at running the football.
No, they're not. They've had issues. They've had, well, fumbling issues with Ramondre Stevenson, but their yards per carry isn't good. I think there are things I think Drake May is making some really good strides. Look, I think a big X factor is Diggs. I mean, for years, we've looked at the Patriots passing game and said, who scares you? Nobody.
Yep.
I mean, the last time you were scared by a Patriots receiver is a long time ago. I don't know. Edelman?
Yeah, Julian Edelman. That's the only one you can think of.
Yeah, you have to go back a ways.
But they have some young talent behind Diggs, but Diggs just had a big 100-yard game last week in their win over their blowout of Carolina. Now they're talking about how maybe he's finally healthy from the ACL and his snap count's going to go up. Look, if Diggs is healthy, that's the guy you have to account for in every single snap. And May's playing well. So you do have some, and they use their tight ends very effectively, and they're really good at play action pass. So there's some things they do on the offense that would lead you to be concerned. But the cool thing is, and this is, I don't know if it's cool actually, but at the end of the day, whatever concerns I have on the defense, it does make me nervous when I watch the games because I look at it and go, hey, Josh, you're going to have to score a lot. Yeah. Like it does, to me, it does put pressure on the offense because it gives the offense a smaller margin of error. Because you don't know, is the defense going to look like it did in the first quarter against the Saints? Or is the defense going to look like it did in the second half when it got some key stops? And it's just hard to predict what the defense is going to do series to series and quarter to quarter. So to me, it does put pressure on, but then I know it's okay. Even if the defense is struggling, guess what? The offense will put up 30 plus. It's a scary world to live in, but it's, you know, that's where we are right now with this team.
It is a little cardiac. They are a little cardiac.
It's also invigorating though. It makes every game fun to watch.
But I would agree.
Like it really does.
I think cool is still the right saying for it too, right? Because it's not just Josh Allen anymore. It is James Cook.
Oh, he's phenomenal. He really is.
They should have given him the 15 he asked for the way he's playing.
Seriously. Good. You know, I wouldn't keep up the snap count and the touches per game all season because I think he would wear down at some point. But he is the way he has elevated his game these last one plus seasons. He's clearly one of the best backs in the league. He's just amazing to watch. Good luck trying to stop him.
And defenses have this weird little catch-22 about them against Buffalo, and that is the Bills face more too high safety than any team in the NFL.
Makes sense.
And, you've got Josh Allen's arm. You want to make sure you're not getting burnt by that.
Yeah.
Even Kansas City doesn't face too high safety as often, and that's why Xavier Worthy manages to still get a long bomb every now and then. But yet you have to stay in too high.
Yeah.
Because you'd be a fool to put 8 in the box against James Cook.
Well, yeah, pick your poison.
Yeah, it's pick your poison, and right. They know which poison, and Allen's still beating defenses through the air that way anyway.
He's good.
He's great.
Yeah, I think he's got a chance to be a special quarterback.
Yeah, maybe, just maybe.
He's getting there.
He might even be like the most valuable player at some point.
Hey, they're 4-0. They're one of the best teams in football. Try to enjoy the ride a little bit and freak out a little bit less. Save your freak out for the playoffs when you really are going to need it.
And we know how much I despise Aaron Rodgers, but I'm going to use a phrase from him, and that is R-E-L-A-X,
yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, yeah. I just think you got to try, and it's hard to do, but having lived through the drought, you got to try and enjoy the moment. I mean, it's pretty special, the era of Buffalo Bills football we are in right now. And if you just can't step back and enjoy it, it's going to be gone someday, and you're going to kick yourself. Mm-hmm. So just try and enjoy it.
We got a full year. Pace yourselves, everyone.
That's right. It's a long season.
Speaking of pacing ourselves, I mean, it's not a shock. We have Howard here.
You're going to hit a break on time at some point?
Yeah, we blew up the break structure. We had to do it right by
Derek,
you here.
It's not Joe's fault.
We had to do it right by you.
Thanks. Well, you got another 5 minutes to go if you're going to do it by me.
Oh, okay. We're not going to get carried away on this.
Okay.
But we are going to get carried away for the rest of the show. We've got a lot to get to, though, when it comes to baseball postseason. We'll even throw the Sabres in there at the end, unfortunately. We got Pat Malcaro at 1 o'clock.
Very cool. Pat going to be at the Blue Jays game?
Pat is heading up to Toronto.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So he love is Pat. On his way.
Pat's
we all
awesome.
Love Pat. And we'll talk to Pat at 1 o'clock.
You make sure to tell Pat he's got to get ice cream and tweet a photo of it.
I don't even think we need to tell him.
Okay, because that's...
I think he knows that assignment.
I would hope so.
He knows.
All right. A little helmet ice cream.
Yeah.
I love the little helmet ice cream
I
cups.
See him tweet about
but
so.
Pat gets it plain because Pat weighs 55 pounds. So you tell Pat, if you're getting helmet ice cream, I'm talking hot fudge, I'm talking whipped cream, I'm talking sprinkles, it's a sundae. Not, yeah, can I just get the ice cream in a helmet plain?
Hey, man, some people like what they like.
Unacceptable.
Oh, we're not doing this. We don't have time.
Why don't you just get fruit on it?
Yeah, why not?
Go to break.
Yeah, we're going to go to break. Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Howard Simon here for the opener of this. You're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is year two without Diggs. So it's not like world is going to make it the return of Diggs again. No. Diggs is our brother. Diggs is our teammate. Diggs is one of us. And we're a part of his journey just as well as he's a part of ours. He's helped us win a lot of games. And he's been through the struggles, the 13-second game, and like all that stuff. Like Diggs was here. We love Diggs. To the world, they look at it as entertainment of his, you know, personal life. But he's a guy. And we love him as a football player and as a person.
Deion Dawkins with some really nice words there on Stephon Diggs. Though it is year two without Stephon Diggs. This is also his first appearance in Buffalo.
Right. That's where the gravity of the situation comes
from.
That's
where it comes from. But it also, I think that Dawkins is right on this of, it's cooled off. Like, there's not enough talk about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm perfectly fine with that, actually. Like, I'm perfectly content with not having this, like, oh, man, Stephon Diggs is coming back to Buffalo. No. Like, everyone's been away for long enough now that you let cooler heads prevail in this sort of situation and you deal with it from there. I also think that, comedically, it'd be funnier to boo Doug Marrone than Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. And I'm not even really focusing on that because that was 10 years ago. He's so far removed. You know what I mean?
Nah, man. I'm here for the hate on the baloney, man.
I understand, but I'm not big on the booing. Like, even with Jack Eichel, like, the first game, okay. The second game, I was like, really?
Second game was after those comments, though, so it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
He embraced a little bit of a villainous role, and, like, I'm for it at that point because he did say some things that I thought were misdirected. And then, obviously,
and then he put up a hat trick.
Yeah, but then since then, though, it's just kind of like every now and then you get a smattering of boos from a couple people, but that's pretty much it now.
Right.
Enough time has elapsed.
Yeah, maybe that's just me personally. I don't know. I'm not a big booer when it comes to certain things because realistically, Doug Marrone, how meaningful has he been in anything against the Bills in the past 10 years?
Look, man, he helped usher in the Rex Ryan era. That's unforgivable.
But, you know, as Rascal Flatts says, God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. It led us to Sean McDermott and a top-tier team in the NFL.
Eventually, yes.
Eventually. Like, call it a canon event, if you will. Like, maybe Doug Marrone, that had to happen in order to get where we're at right now.
It was a weird departure, too, though.
Well, he just left, right?
There was a clause in the contract about if the team changed ownership, which had to happen because Ralph Wilson had perished.
Mm-hmm. That he was out or could leave?
Perished. Passed away. Mm-hmm. What a weird word for me to say there. But Ralph Wilson passed away, and there's a clause in the contract that Marrone utilizes and gets out and goes to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Has a good couple of years there. And then we got an autographed picture of Doug Marrone.
That says go Jags.
See? This is why. This here is why I say what I say.
I wish the cameras were on to see where we're pointing. But yes, there is a autographed photo of Doug Marrone. But to Dawkins' point on Diggs, just looking back on it, what did he do for the Bills?
He ushered in a new era.
He was a big driving force of Allen becoming the quarterback that he is today. He raised the level of competitiveness, right? He was the X receiver. The last time the Bills had a true X receiver was Stephon Diggs. Yeah, the departure was a little goofy. I'm not going to lie to you. There was a lot of just hearsay swirling around the situation, fueling the fire. And then he goes to the Texans. And that game we were just talking about with Howard, that terrible two coaches trying to coach away the win, pretty much, mm-hmm. right? They win that game, and then he tears his ACL. You don't hear much about him. Last season, all he did was say, I remember this quote, because I played it coming back from a break at one point producing.
Right.
I remember this. Kay Adams or somebody asked him about, what do you think of Josh Allen? And he says, shorty balling for real. Like, there doesn't seem to be any issue between the two of them anymore. It was just a mutual parting. I think it was for the best. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I still want Stephon Diggs on this roster, because I think it's best that he moved on to where we're at right now. But I don't have any hatred towards him whatsoever. I'm not going to sit there and boo him.
And as a matter of fact,
he was a big reason you were in the AFC Championship in 2020. You didn't even deserve to be there, truthfully.
You weren't ready yet.
You were not ready at all. But he's a big reason you were even there.
Hang on. Yes and no. I do think that the Bills deserve to be in the AFC Championship.
Well, sure, but you were never going to the Super Bowl.
But also, the tears at the moment were the Chiefs and everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And that's perfectly normal for that sort of situation. But for me, what Diggs means is something that he made the Bills go from good to great.
Mm-hmm.
His arrival and the Bills' ascension happen at the same time. That's not an accident. And when you have a team ascend to that higher level, not all the pieces get to stay in place anyway. You typically can't afford everybody at that point. And Diggs, I
We'll never know the real reason unless he actually says it and comes out in the media and says exactly why he had to leave.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
We'll never get that.
No.
But the locker room is respectful of him. That's enough for me. I think enough time has elapsed at this point where, like, if anyone should be feeling salty at this point, don't. And your wide receiver room, while still having questions of a pure number one wideout, rolls along just fine.
Mm-hmm. And I think your answers to that question are possibly in the room already, especially with Keon Coleman's emergence this season. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't think it's not a dire question. We're also forgetting about, by the way, Mac Hollins. That's another guy coming back.
And walking in barefoot, and we're all going to be like, God, I miss this man.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And it's okay to not miss Mac Hollins either. Like, he led the team in touchdowns last year on a byproduct of a weird roster at wide receiver. They're
and
better
also,
off now.
Yardage-wise was, like, abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
But just, it was, what a weird season for him. But
targets to reception percentage was not great
either. Not great. And he got paid, though. Can't fault him for that. New England paid him to come there. So
multiple years.
Yes.
And guess what? He's tied for the team lead in touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He just catches touchdowns. Good for him.
And McDermott yesterday.
Try to stop him from doing that here today.
Yeah. McDermott yesterday was on with Sal Capaccio with the Extra Point Show. And he even said, it's hard to see guy, like, you know, he said he loved Mac and same with Steph Diggs. Him and Diggs and Allen were, you know, high level, the combination of them. And it sucks to see them move on. This is paraphrasing, of course. But yeah, it's tough to see them move on to another team, but it's the business. And unfortunately, business is business. That's literally what he said. Like, it is a business. We can't hold on to the personal attachment of, oh, Stephon Diggs wanted out of Buffalo. Like, no. It's all a business.
And like Deion Dawkins said, it's year two.
Mm-hmm. It's distancing itself now.
Yeah, so that's the thing. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Pat. Pat, how you doing? Welcome to the Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
What's going on? How are you?
We're vibing here. What you got for us?
I have something, but before that, I want to just comment on something. When you were talking about Brady, you know, Brady also took a little less money and stuff, and I think there was some aspect to that, too, where Belichick was like, you know, so that might have been part of it. I don't know about the whole salary structure and everything, but I think Brady helped them out by taking less money and blah, blah, blah. I know, you know, Allen's being paid a lot of money, and that could take away from what they can get on defense. I don't know. But my original point was I just think Allen has to, when he gets that flow with his receivers, you know, with Deion and Kincaid, where it's like, I'm thinking back at Jim Kelly. Remember Kelly and Lofton? It was like magic, you know? And I think that's part of getting them to, you know, the holy ground, you know?
Yeah, Pat, I appreciate that. And the joke I'm going to say here real quick, though, is Joe's 23. He doesn't know what that is.
No, I don't. I've heard of it. I've seen the replays of it. I do not. I've never seen that in person. But I do think,
and I was too young to really watch James Lofton, but what the point of it is that when Allen gets connected with his receivers, it does get dangerous and fast. I will go ahead and say that
Diggs Davis, those two, when Diggs they Davis, were flying, Beasley.
Even when he was healthy for that one season, Emmanuel Sanders was fantastic.
Look at John Brown.
John Brown had career seasons with Buffalo.
Yeah.
When Allen's dialed in, anyone benefits, and that's where the everybody eats mantra can have a little bit of a say of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't truly know what it means anymore at this point. I've given up.
It's like it's ever changing, ever evolving, everybody eats.
And
I feel
think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Is that the mantra, like the offense itself, is water. Free flowing.
Is it wet?
And at any point, it can be unpredictable based on the course that is laid out for it.
No, you're 100% right. And I think that, like, the developing the chemistry with the receivers, I'm not going at everybody eats here, but I think that is one possible negative byproduct of it, because it is just kind of anyone who's open and or whatever. Like, you're not throwing to the same two guys consistently. Like, oh, Jaxon Hawes is in the mix. Oh, Dawson Knox didn't get anything. You know, like, the tight ends are more involved this week than they get three targets that week. Like, there's not a consistency to it. I think that's the only knock it can have.
It's almost like that even game plan against opponents specifically for these sorts of reasons.
Right. Right.
So
And again, I've given up on trying to find the true meaning of it at this point. I'm just happy that it hums and it flows freely.
I think any offense would
without
with Josh
my
Allen.
Understanding of the actual mantra.
Yeah, I think it was more that last season though.
Mm-hmm.
This everybody eats, like you said, very different from what I feel like last year's was.
You got year two version of Keon Coleman, who mm-hmm. is better and is trusted on the panic plays or the panic situations.
Right.
You have another year of Dalton Kincaid, who really looks like they've got chemistry together now, the quarterback and tight end. That was something that was missing last year.
Mm-hmm.
Allen just could not for the life of him hit Kincaid on an accurate ball typically. And the season ends, oddly enough, on a prayer ball that Kincaid tracks down and eventually drops.
Right.
So it's nice to see that those two are in a much better sync because that's how the season ended last year.
Yeah.
And a painful drop on a desperation heave.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it was so close to happening too. I mean, that's
the thing.
That's Allen.
It's impressive that Kincaid tracks that ball down
and
too.
And even gets close to it.
Even gets close to it, gets his hands on it.
See, that's where Diggs was the best though. Diggs on Allen's scramble drills.
Yes.
That connection between the two of them. That's what's scary about him and Drake May. The scripted plays aren't what Diggs is getting 100 yards off of.
And that's also where Keon Coleman is getting there.
Exactly. Keon's kind of the next evolution of that. But that's where, you know, Howard was talking about the offense and watching out for Drake May. Because Drake May, I hate that he's the Patriots quarterback because I actually like the guy.
He's actually legit.
Like, he's a legitimate quarterback, a prospect for sure. He's going to play his way up. But Diggs is to May what he was to Allen, I think. Not as young, not as athletic anymore, especially after the ACL injury. But those scramble passes, which May likes just like Allen does,
mm-hmm.
when he starts rolling out, doing all that stuff, he's got the guy who knew how to do it with Josh Allen. That's what you got to look out for with the Patriots and Stephon Diggs this week. I think that is one of the bigger X factors they have with Diggs.
Yeah, we'll
get into that more, of course.
We will keep going, but at the same time, there's a lot to this game that is fascinating, but at the same time, I look at it and go, Bills have Josh Allen. The Bills have James Cook. Those two do plenty to keep defensive coordinators up at night.
Mm-hmm.
We come back. We got business to take care of.
Yeah. Traditions never die.
Traditions should never die. The booty cheek of the week coming up next here. And I've got something.
I've got one or two little specs.
For a fan base of pinstripes.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the booty cheek of the week.
I hate you so. There it is.
I love that little I hate you so much is in there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the booty cheek of the week.
It is. We have things to clown on.
We have things to clown on. I'm going to let you start this.
Yeah, I just, you know, watching the playoffs this week, it's nothing like I'm outraged at. It's just kind of funny more than anything. ESPN on the broadcasts, you know, they have the stats now that pop up, every home run, launch angle, the degree at launch, the speed off the bat. Home run gets hit. I want to say Padres-Cubs in the beginning of the series there. Negative 8-degree launch angle, something like that, and like 20 miles an hour off the bat. That had to have been the foul tip into the ground, like the hit before the, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If you're going to do it, let's not put misinformation out there. I just saw all the videos on Twitter of it, just laughing at it, because I'm like, this is laughable. And then also, the broadcasters talking about the Blackhawks opening game in the NHL. Start clowning on it. You know, it's not the play-by-play. The color commentator, more so when asked if he'll be watching it, just flat out says no. And then also, I think there was a sideline reporter involved as well, and she's like, no, I will not be watching it. So actively laughing at the NHL on a major broadcast for a network that also has the rights to broadcast it on ESPN is also laughable. You already have the Stephen A. quote of, only thing I know about hockey is that the puck is black, and then you have that on top of it now. It seems like they're not even taking their own stuff seriously now.
So, all right. So
that's where I'm at.
First of all, I want to make one comment before I go to my my booty cheek of the week, and that is Titans quarterback Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to use the term booty cheeks, because when he was asked after falling to 0-4,
yes. Yeah, you
know, he said something. There's more of a curse word to it, but use booty cheeks. Say that. There you go. And everyone would probably. I respect Cam Ward for even just acknowledging how bad their team is. So
yeah,
keep it a buck. We're
just keeping it a buck.
Just say we're booty cheeks.
It's better than saying I'm old at 23 years old, like another quarterback in that division.
Who said that?
CJ Stroud.
Oh, boy.
He said, I'm feeling old.
Well, yeah, because he's getting beat up right now.
I understand that. It's just crazy at 23 to be saying that in a press conference. So I guess attack on.
Speaking of attack, New Yorkers, in particular Yankee fans.
Okay.
Coming after the Buffalo Bills for putting up support for the Toronto Blue Jays. So, got a couple of Yankee fans sitting here.
I don't agree. I'm in the camp of the AAA affiliate is in Buffalo, so why wouldn't you do that?
That's how I feel about that too. Like,
that's because we live here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
actual New Yorkers.
First of all, Yankee fans. Now you want to call us a New York team?
Right.
Take your ass back to Jersey. But I got 4 points here on this. Ready? Like, oh man, how does a New York team decide to root for a team in Canada? Well, first of all, A, it's closer.
It is.
I can get, like, you and I have had legitimate talks about going to the Toronto game.
If game five happens.
Game five happens.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it. We're not going to New York City.
No.
It's a longer drive. Two, Toronto has a minor league affiliate in Buffalo. It makes sense.
So players who have played on the Bisons are either playing up or Blue Jays play down here. People go watch them. The Blue Jays have actually played in Buffalo before.
Which means we get to point number three. The city has hosted the Blue Jays for an entire season. When COVID was going on, Canada had its harsher restrictions to it.
International travel was,
And they're the only Canadian team. But what did they do? They came to the place that they had a AAA affiliate for, put resources into the Bisons Park, so that they could host the Toronto Blue Jays for an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And point number four, it's my most important one. Get wrecked. Have fun cheering for the Jets and the Giants. Blah, 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 blah. So, New Yorkers. New York City New Yorkers. I have to say in particular. Yeah. I've gotten a couple comments on the tweet that I put up with it. People for... let's see here. I'm going to lose people trying to pronounce a Twitter handle on this one.
Yeah, just don't worry about it.
People
just...
from New York City literally call us Canadians and say we're not real New Yorkers. Softest city ever. Bang. Nicole tweeting in, oh, now we're a New York team. Because the little graphics always tend to exclude us.
Right.
It just... Yeah, there's enough to it. And Ben tweets in, E. MLSE partnership. A fifth point. Sorry, man. Bills have partial ownership with Vince Carter, who made his name in Toronto.
The Raptors, yeah.
We have plenty of Bills fans that come down to watch Bills games from Toronto. We have people listening to me right now saying this.
In
from Toronto.
Toronto.
We reach here. We don't reach New York City. Get out of here. Blue Jays in five.
No.
Then we can go to it and you can watch it happen.
No. It's okay. First time they've ever matched up. I don't think that'll happen, but we'll see. We'll see. Blue Jays in the playoffs are interesting, to say the least.
And bringing up more on the Blue Jays, we'll talk with Pat Melicaro at 1 o'clock and go a little bit more into this series in particular and around the diamond as well. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali here on Sports Talk Saturday. Down with the Yankees. Go Jays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.